The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, time to start planning our next vacation with Deanne Colin from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
I bet you've been busy lately, not just with people booking travel, but people in the midst of their trip saying, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do. My flight was just canceled or delayed. It was another weekend of a lot of flight delays. This is becoming kind of a regular thing, isn't it?
It has, and it's really starting to trickle down to different destinations and different things. They have some information that what's going to start happening is, and this is really going to affect everybody, is that United has already said they've canceled three cities out of their flight schedules. So which means is Toledo is one of them. So if you're flying out of Toledo and you're going anywhere, the flight United has pulled their flight. So which means you either have to, what's going to happen right now is that you book through a travel agent or on a website. All I can suggest is I would book directly on the website.
Okay.
If you're going with Delta, go to Delta.com and book your flight. We at St. Clair Travel have been doing that now for the last year, going on to their website. And the reason is because, first of all, they will automatically refund your ticket if the flight is canceled. The second thing is that you're notified by text or email immediately when the flight's been canceled. When you, even when you book a ticket through us, we get notified, but we have to get it to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on your way to the airport, if, you know, there's so many things.
Right.
That's why we've been doing it directly on the website. And if you bought it from a third party website, you have to deal with them, which is like an Expedia or something like that. And good luck getting a hold of them, but also you don't get to talk to the same person. So starting there can be tough. What I suggest is you need to, the day before, call the airport before you leave, or not the airport, but the airline, and double check. Or look on your Delta app or your United app. Apps are very important right now for airlines.
All right.
Then in the morning as well, if you're leaving, if your flight's at 9 a.m, get on the phone at 4 or 5 a.m, make sure it's on time or it's not delayed. And this is going to save you headaches and it's going to save you time. And it's also just going to let you know, especially with the 4th of July coming up.
Exactly.
Don't hesitate to call. It's really important. And they're just saying, another thing they're saying is purchase the insurance. But my main thing is on the website now, like on Delta for sure, when you go, you can buy the main ticket or you can buy a fully refundable ticket. I would purchase that for the $200.
Okay.
You know, especially if it's a big trip.
Yeah.
And another thing that we've been saying, and it does work, is do a nonstop if possible. I know that American and United are out there saying Detroit to San Antonio, Texas is cheaper if you change in Houston. Well, Delta goes nonstop Detroit to San Antonio. That flight is not going through a hub, so they're not going to cancel that as much as they're going to cancel a flight that's going through a hub. And the reason is because there's other options to get you there.
That is all great advice, yeah.
Your connection.
Yeah.
So there's your advice for the day.
No, I mean, that's really helpful because, you know, people are traveling more now for obvious reasons because they can. This is a busy travel time. And the airlines are suffering with a severe pilot shortage right now. They don't have enough people to fly planes. So that is the perfect recipe for cancellations and delays. And anything that people can do to be proactive is going to help.
That's the most important thing. You have to realize that when you change planes, let's say you're in Atlanta, you're waiting for the pilots to get there for that connecting flight. So what's happening is that you get to Atlanta, all the other flights get to Atlanta because they're all changing in Atlanta from whatever city it is. Then you're competing to get those pilots that haven't timed out. If there's any delays, your pilot will probably time out.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily, but that's what's been happening.
Yeah.
That the pilots are timing out, so that then there's a shortage on pilots. If you take a nonstop, your pilot gets there fresh in the morning, and you don't have to worry about that.
Yep. Yeah, be proactive, plan ahead, and book directly through the airline, as you said, or, you know, with your travel agent who can be your advocate through all this and help hold your hand, and that really helps. Don't just cancel your plans. Don't say, well, we're not going to take that trip to Disney World this year because we're afraid that our flight's going to be delayed. Just, you know, be proactive.
Exactly. You know, that's the whole thing. And again, like when you're traveling, let's say to Orlando, Delta's got 5 or 6 flights. So what's the best thing to do? Take the first flight out in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
If that one should cancel, you still got the 9 or 10 a.m. You know, then if that one should cancel, you still got the noon. You know, it's the ones that, it's the airlines that don't go nonstop out of Detroit that are canceling because Delta's got the option.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's funny because right now, I know that things are expensive and tickets are not cheap, but you may pay a little more for the nonstop, or you may pay a little more for Delta Airlines because Delta is the one that goes the most, is mostly what we see nonstop. You know, it might be worth the $400 or $500 more,
mm-hmm.
you know, spending the nonstop. And anytime there's a holiday, I always suggest the nonstop just because you don't have to worry about that connecting disaster, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
One thing else I wanted to say about that we found, we have not had, knock on wood,
mm-hmm.
a lot of cancellations at our office. Because, you know, our people, we haven't had any. We've had some, but not very many. And the reason is because we always tell people to double check their flights before they travel.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's being prepared, being proactive. It makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Well, and you book that flight sometimes 6 months in advance.
Yeah.
A lot can happen. And you know, I talked about an app. The Delta Airlines app is so easy to maneuver. If there's a schedule change, you work it right on your phone. You don't have to call the airline. There's a chat if you don't know what to do. I've had people come in with their phones, and I've helped them change their flights even.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the apps of the airline is so important, and I download every time I fly a different airline, I do download their app, and it does take a few minutes, but it's not a bad thing to have on your phone.
Yeah,
honestly. And even I know, you know, I've gotten a lot of my older clients to do it, and now they're savvy, so it's real easy to do.
Yeah,
and it keeps track of your miles, it keeps track of everything.
Yeah, exactly. If you're resistant to doing it, once you get it there, you're going to find that it's probably going to be a pretty helpful thing to have, and helps you get through those trips that otherwise, you know, you see these poor people that get stranded in airports, and they're, you know, supposed to be back to work the next day, and they don't know how they're going to get there. It can all be avoided, right?
It can. And, you know, again, when you have the app, they give you an alternate flight, and you see it right away. And it's funny because, you know, your first thing to do is just stand in line.
Yeah.
I stand in line with my app on, you know, because you want to be in line in case you can't fix it. But you also want to be trying to fix it before the 20 people in front of you going to the same destination get your seat.
Right. Exactly.
And it's like, it's a funny thing to say, but yet if you're moving to another flight, that flight might be full and there might only be 6 seats available. So try to get on that. You know, I have a brother who travels everywhere across the U.S. for work. And it was so funny because he used to call me and I'd say, okay, I'm working it right now. He'd call me and I fixed it for him. But now he's got the app. I never hear from him.
Well, don't let the
Which
app.
Which is a good thing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Don't let the app replace your travel agent. You still need a travel agent. The app is going to help you a lot. And people are booking travel now. I mean, they really are, aren't they?
They are. We've been busier, thank goodness, more than ever, and we're just having a really good year. And you know, I think people are just ready to travel.
Yeah.
I'm ready to travel. And I just think it's something to look forward to. And I know that, you know, there are signs of economy and signs of gas prices and things like that. But, you know, the thing that you have to remember is that you can't, we've sat dormant for so many years now because of COVID. And I don't know about you, but you know, when you're out with your daughter and you're traveling, that's the one-on-one time you can't take back.
Exactly.
You know,
yep.
You know, when I'm with my kids and you're traveling, it's a different mode. It's a different feel. And, you know, and if things are not, you know, the best around, at least when you're away for 7 or 8 days or even 4 or 5 days, at least you can get away from the TV and get away from the news. And, and it's just a positive thing. It's, you know, I always say I sell fun, lay away your getaway. If the prices are a little bit higher, really take advantage of the lay away or getaway and book it for 2 years out.
Sure.
You know, I've got a lot of people doing that. I just feel that get something in the book so you have something to look forward to.
Absolutely. That's why we like talking to you every week, Deanne. We'll talk about Disney and Orlando and all the fun stuff down there one of these days very soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Paul.
All right. If people need to get a hold of you, what's the best way to reach St. Clair Travel?
Give us a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.
All right. Thanks, Deanne. Take care.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.